Rabbi Shalom Rosner gives his Daf Yomi Shir daily at Congregation Beis Ephraim Yitzchak in Woodmere, New York. All David Tzviv and Dov Mordechai Daf Yomi program recordings and other shirim by Rabbi Rosner are conveniently available at cbey.org. To sponsor a week of Daf Yomi or for more information on Rabbi Rosner, Beis Ephraim Yitzchak, or sponsorship opportunities, please visit us at cbey.org.
Okay, we're going to start the six paraks on Machal from Beis. Just one ha'ara that I promised I would say yesterday. That is the last Mishnah in the fifth parak of Kitzim Ma'abrin had quoted a sheet of Rabbi Akiva. We had a Machal was Tanoim. If you put your Eruv in another city, is that other city considered all Dalet Amos? Or do we say that that only applies if you're Shobes in the city, but if you put your Eruv in the city, it does not apply? So we said Rabbi Akiva was the one that said that if you put your Eruv in that city, you still are not allowed to consider it Dalet Amos. So there are Sameach and Parak of Zion. Filcha Shabbos asked the question, what's Rabbi Akiva talking about? According to Rabbi Akiva, it's Chumin D'Araisa. So the Isser to carry outside the Tchum is D'Araisa. Erev Chatzeris is a Bria Midrabanan. It's a Takana Drabanan. Erev Tchumin. So how is it possible that Erev could help if it's an Isser D'Araisa to carry out of the Makom? That was his Kasha to Rabbi Akiva. So he writes there, L'chein Yireli Kach. He says, "Kamosha Gidra HaTorah Es Am Yisrael B'Shabbos B'Shis Es Gufo Mimalacha Kach Gidra Tokab Keba Halichaso." Says the Ar Sameach, it's not a violation of the Daraisa. Because me Daraisa, there's one rayon. And that idea is that you can't walk 2,000 amos out of your place. That's the Din Daraisa. The Rabbanan are allowed to say, to tell you how to change your place. The Torah never says, what is your place? The Torah, all the Torah says is that you're not allowed to walk outside your spot. But the Torah doesn't say specifically what is your spot. So that's how it's working. Mida Raisa, yes. Once you walk out of whatever place you're considered to be in, so that would be an Isidar Raisa. But you are allowed to, the Rabbanan are allowed to tell you how to create your spot. Okay, look there. I don't want to read the Lashon now because we have to get going. But then you can look at the Ar Sameach in Perach of Zion, Halacha Aleph, to explain Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Okay. Now we start the sixth parak, parak Hador, Samach Aleph and Beis. The next couple of prakim or so are going to be about Eruv Chatzeros and Shitaf Mavos. The last two prakim were about Eruv Tchumen. So today we start the sixth, seventh, and eighth parak are Eruv Chatzeros and Shitaf Mavos, which is what an Eruv is to a Chatzer, a Shitaf is to a Mavi, as we mentioned in the past. Hadar ma'akum b'chatzer, and we'll explain it as we go along. Hadar ma'akum b'chatzer, om im mishein amod be'eruv. Let's say there are houses. Houses go into a chatzer. That's how things were situated in Bizman HaMishnah. So if you live in the same chatzer as a non-Jew, as an akum, o misha'eno moda be'eriv, or in the same chatzer as somebody who is not moda, he does not admit to the halachas of eriv, from Eruv back on the Gemara Laman Aleph Mabez, the Gemara said that means a kusi, ha-reze oser alav, says the Tanakhama, that his rishus asers. In other words, if you have a house and you're the only one who has the chatzer, you're the only owner of the person who uses the chatzer, you don't need any kind of eruv. That's a rishus yachad araisa, and wonderful, you can carry in there. But the problem is, there's a midrabanan. This is the concept of needing an eruv in a chatzer, because there are five different people that have houses going into a chatzer. That is somewhat of a partnership rishus, and though mida oraisa, it's a rishus ayachid, Chazal made you make an eruv in order to make yourself into one big happy family, right? You all put a piece of bread, or everybody's one person is zocha on behalf, mizak on behalf of everybody, to put bread into one house, so it's as if you live all in that one house, and therefore the chatzar belongs to all of you, because you're all members of that one house. Says the Mishnah, what if there is an akum residence into the chatzar? Says the Tanakhama, hariza osar olav. That also asers. We'll see, how do you get out of it? How do you get out of, what are your options in terms of setting up an Erev? So, number one option is obviously setting up an Erev before Shabbos. What if you didn't set up an Erev before Shabbos? So then there's something else that we've had in the a couple of weeks ago, and that's called Bittul Rishus, or Sea Lake Rishus. Right, we had that earlier, and that means that even on Shabbos, a person is allowed to be Masalik himself, remove himself, and say, I don't have any rights in this area, so therefore it's mutter to you. So it might not be mutter for him, but at least it'll be mutter for you. We'll see, those two options do not exist by an akum. So therefore we'll see what the third option is in the Gemara. But at least it says that an akum's rishus does aser in the chatzar. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, no. La olam eino oser achi yushnei Yisraelim osrin ze el ze. We'll have to see what the reason is for Blazer ben Yaakov. But he holds that a non-Jewish bias into a chatzar only asers if there are at least two Jews in the chatzar. If there's only one Yehudi and one Akum, then there is no iser of the Akum's reshus, and you would not require an Erev in that case. Or you can't have, you would not require whatever solution you usually do with an Akum. You wouldn't require that only with two Jews and one Akum, and not with one Jew and one Akum. We'll see the reasons in the Gemara. That's part one of the Mishnah. Part two of the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Gamliel. There was a story with a tzduki. Rashi explains that Rabbi Gamliel and the Tanam of the Mishnah hold that a tzduki is not like a non-Jew. What's a tzduki? A tzduki, Rashi says, you look at the sixth line, it's an important Rashi. And a tzduki is not like a kusi either. Why? Kusim are that group of people in the Navi which were put into Yerushalayim, and then a Kadosh Baruch Hu sent the lions, and they converted forcibly, and they are considered what's called Geirei Arayos, converts because of the lions, and therefore they're not considered Geirim Gemurim. Those are Kusim. Aval Tzduki Yisraeli. A Tzduki is a Jew. He has a Jewish mother. But Benefach Leminus. But the problem is, he became an Apikaris. But he's not Moda Torah Shebalpe. He doesn't believe Torah Shebachzav. That's the Tzdukim. So says the Mishnah that Mihilchas Erev, at least, he does Aser. We treat him like a Jew. So, Omer Gabliel, back to the Mishnah. A tzduki lived with us in the same Mavui in Yerushalayim. But Omer Lanu Abba, and our father told us, he's agreed to what we need him to do. He was mevatel his reshus to us. Therefore, he went away for Shabbos, whatever. He's not going to be involved in the chatzar. So therefore, we can take our things out to the chatzar. But says Rabbi Gabliel's father, quickly take out your kelim to the chatzar so he doesn't retract. As Rashi explains, and the Mefarshim explain, if he would retract, he would be able to retract. But once we are machzik, once we take over the area of the chatzar, then he no longer will be able to retract. That's what the first sheet is with Gabliel, because we've given him money, as we'll see, and since he's holding the money, and we've been machzik the rishus, so then it would be impossible for him to take it to Bichozer on what he had agreed to earlier. Rabbi Yehuda Omer B'lashon Acher. Rabbi Yehuda said a different lashon. Not exactly take out your kalim until before he's chozer, because we don't want him to be chozer. Maru va'asu tzarchichem b'mavui. Hurry and do your needs in the mavui. Achelo yosef yeser aleichem, until he comes out and asks up on you. And Rashi here explains that Rabbi Yehuda holds different. Rabbi Yehuda holds he can be chozer whenever he wants. And even if you're machzik it before, he still could be chozer. So therefore, what Rabbi Yehuda says that he told them is, hurry, do whatever you have to do before he does it. Because once he does it, once he's chozer, then it's lost, and the heter is finished. So that's the machlokas we do the last two tanoim. The pashas of the Mishnah is that, again, other Rishonim have different interpretations, but the pashas is that both of them hold that it's stuki is considered a Jew in this halacha. The machlokas is, can this stuki be chozer on his original agreement after you've been machzik the area? Fine. Important two words in Rashi. The last Rashi, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Baru v'asut sarcheche b'mavui. Quickly, do all you have to do in the mavui. Because once he's chozer, so then he's chozer. What does Rashi say? Mi ba'od yom. Meaning from before Shabbos, from Friday. Ask Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Mishnah, and his tells Rabbi Kiva Eger, what do you mean from Friday? Why Dr. Friday? Why don't he says, do it quickly before the guy's chozer bo. Maybe the guy will be chozer bo 10 o'clock at night. Well, what do you have to be finished before Shabbos for? But Sarachin, he doesn't answer it. The Tamuli Tuba, the my boy Rashi was there. What's the pashas? Do it before he's chozer bo. Even if it's on Shabbos, you don't have to do it before Shabbos. So he doesn't give an answer. But I saw quoted one of the mafarshim in the back of the Mishnayis. I saw the Mishnayis that I was in who had it, but it doesn't have it in this one. But I think it was the Tiferes Yerushalayim in the back of the Mishnah said no. There's a difference because said according to Rashi, you know what it must be. Why should this guy be able to be chozer bo? He already agreed to something earlier. Why should he be chozer? But it must be that his original declaration has the status of dibur. And asi dibur mavatel dibur. That's what must be going on here. His original declaration is not so significant because he can be chozer from it. Everybody agrees to that. So it must be asi dibur mavatel dibur. It says this pirish, there's a major machlokas rishonim, and he quotes rishonim on both sides, when you say asi dibur mavatel dibur, that your later declaration could uproot your earlier one, does that go meet lamafreya or mekana lahaba? Does that go retroactively once Atzi Dibur Mavata Dibur, that it's as if you never said it in the first place? Or you say no, at the moment that you say the second Dibur, then it's Batal Mikana Lahaba. But according to some Rishonim at least, Atzi Dibur Mavata Dibur means it uproots what you said originally and it's as if you never said it. So that's what Rashi's holding. Rashi's saying, no, you have to do it before Shabbos, because if any time on Shabbos, he's okay what he said, so that he's okay with Lamafreya retroactively, as if he never said it, so you weren't able to carry in the first place. The beginning of Shabbos. That's what Rashi has enough to say, mi bodyo.
You don't need him to be mevatel his chatzer to do that.
Right, we're going to sit, well, you don't need him to be mevatel his chatzer.
You don't need him to be mevatel his chatzer,
mi bodyo, but let's say he did, yeah. You're right, he doesn't, you don't need to be about Bittul Chatzer can happen on Shabbos.
Make sure, because you don't need him to do that. Just, listen, we have a Snooki in the town, in the Mavli.
Right. I'm saying, but once he decides... Right, so then once he decides, maybe we're Choshesh more than he's going to. By its Snooki more than by other Jews. But yeah, you're right. Ikra did it, it can happen on Shabbos. But here it's saying, once it happened before Shabbos, you want to make sure that he's not Choshesh. But it's a good question. Okay. What did the Suki do on Shabbos? Right, so Al Yetzi Yishrim Kamo. They say he sat in his chair and stared at his tzitzis all day. Reisim or so. Right, without lights. So again, you have, look in that Ar Sameach that I mentioned earlier, Perachav Zayin, because he has a beautiful lashon exactly as Kedarko Bakodesh. What was the Mechuvan HaTorah? He says, obviously, the Torah doesn't mean for us to sit in our chair all day. It must be that we have to have a certain area outside of what we're allowed to walk. What is that area? It must be that it's the Chatzor of the Mishka, 2000 Amos. So he works out based on that idea that I mentioned earlier. Okay, says the Gemara. These great Amorim were sitting together. They would say, "Bishlam Rabbi Meir." I am the Shir Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, we didn't have any Rabbi Meir. Oh, Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. The Tanakama is Rabbi Meir. Gemara assumes Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. That's the Tanakama. I understand Rabbi Meir. What was the first sheet to the Mishnah? That even one non-Jews were shus asers. I understand that. Why? Kasavar dira is ovid kachavim shva dira. So halachically, the dira of an ovid kachavim has the halachic status of a dira, therefore it asers. Doesn't matter how many Jews are in the chatzar. It asers. Veloshna chad veloshna trei. No difference between one and two. El Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov Kasavar. But according to the second shita, what's the svara for Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov? I kasavar dira is ovid kachavim shva dira. If the dira of an ovid kachavim is considered a dira, afilu chami nami nitzer. Even if there's only one Jew living with him, it should be aser. Velo shve dira. And if it's not a good and if it does not have the halachic status of a dira, a filu trei nami lo nitzar, so even two people should be mutter. So what's his chilek? If one Jew's living there, it's not a problem. If two Jews are living there or more, it is a problem. So Amalu Abaya. Abaya says, what? You think Rabbi Meir is so great? V'sav Rabbi Meir, dira sakam shma dira. You think Rabbi Meir is so understandable that he holds shma dira? No, Rabbi Meir doesn't hold the shma dira either. V'atanya, it says in the Tosefta, which we're going to talk about, on the bottom of the Amud, chatzir shel ovid kachavim hari hu kedir shel behema. A chatzar of an akum does not have the status of a deer. It's like a deer shel behema, obviously not literally, but it means that it has the halachically. It's not called a residence regarding certain halachos. So therefore, it's not called a residence. So everybody, that's in a tosefta, and that's anonymous, meaning everybody agrees to that. So even Rabbi Meir doesn't hold Shema Dira. So there must be another issue going on here between Rabbi Meir and Blazer ben Yaakov, because Meikar Adin, a Nachri shouldn't aser at all, because Diras Akum Lav Shema Dira. Ela Dekuli Ama Diras Akum Lav Shema Dira. So what must it be? Everybody holds Diras Akum does not have the status of a Dira. V'hacha Bigzera Shema Yilman Mi Maisav Kamiflagi. Here, the only machlokas is that Chazal had a worry, and especially if you, many times when the Gemara says the word Akum, it doesn't mean somebody just not who's not Jewish, but Akum, the Meiri says, I looked here, I didn't see it specifically here, but the Meiri says, and in many places in Shas, but Akum means literally, Ovedes Kochavim Azalos, an idolater, an idol worshiper. Right, so that's Akam. So let's go with that translation in this Gemara. So it says the Vahaka Bigzirashem Yom Masav Kamifliki, as you'll see in a second. But either way, it means that or some other people that you shouldn't be hanging out with. So it says El Vahaka Bigzirashem Yom Masav Kamifliki. Here the issue is that Chazal didn't want you to live in close proximity to these people, to these Ovedes Kochavim Mazalos, to these Akumim. So, because of that, that's what's going on here. So, what's the machlokas between one and two? And again, this is part of the many halachas which are meant to be keep us separated. Look at the Gemara's in Avodah Zarah, right? Bishul Akum, Pasakum, Yain Yasech. All those are in this derech. So, it says that's the machlokas here. Blazer Ben Yaakov Savar, Blazer Ben Yaakov Kivud the Ovid Kochavim Chashud Ashvichas Damim. Since an Akum is Chashud Ashvichas Damim on murder. Kippur, he's chashud, so you don't want the Jews living in close proximity to them. So Trey the Shrichi the Dairi Gazur Behu. So it's common for two or more Jews to live together with these Akumim. So then we make a Gzera there, because Chazal makes Gzeras in most of the Shrichas in a common cases. So that's where Elazar ben Yaakov says that's where the Diras Akum is Oser. Remember, because Meikra did Diras Akum is Lav Shema Dira according to everybody. So when are we going to say that it's Oser? Elazar ben Yaakov says only in Shriach cases, in common cases, and that's what we're going to say it. Chad lo Shriach lo Gazar Berabonim. But if it's only one Jew living with a bunch of Akumim, so then that's not a usual case. So Chazal warrant Gozer in that case. I've often wondered, I never saw anyone talk about this, I'm sure it's there, when we say Milsa de lo Shriach lo Gazar Berabonim, does that mean they wouldn't or they can't? I mean, Chazal have certain authority to make Gzeros and Takanos. So it says they didn't make Takanos and Gzeros by unusual cases. So does that mean they wouldn't? Because Chazal are only interested in making Gzeros for the Klal. Or maybe it's even deeper that Chazal only have authority to make laws for the Tzibur. It wouldn't be called a Takana or a Gzera otherwise. They can't make a Takana for every individual, you know, separately. So it's an interesting thought to think about. But either way, the pashtus is Milsa de lo Shchicha, they wouldn't make a gzeira for an unusual case. For a Meir Sofer, no. Zimna de Bikri V'dayir. Rameir said, no, sometimes it happens. It's not that it happens. So the Gemara doesn't explain, but Rameir is the Shita throughout Shas of Choshesh Lemiyuta. Rameir always Choshesh Lemiyuta. So it fits in that Rameir is the one here that says, you have to be worried, it's not that it happens. He's not Choshesh for Miyuta to Miyuta. He's not Choshesh for the minority of a minority. There are percentages. What is a Miyuta and what's a Miyuta to Miyuta? But Rameir suffers even in the Mikri V'dayir. Sometimes it happens. That's why Rameir goes there, even in the case where there's only one Jew living there. But Elazar ben Yaakov says only if two Jews are living there or more. It's interesting, Rashi, I'm sorry, Yom Rabbanan, let's continue for a second, and the Rabbanan say that, so how does this help? How does this gzera of being making the Diras Akum Oser, how does that help in terms of keeping the Jews and the non-Jews away? And the Rabbanan say that when you have a non-Jew living there, or an Akum living there, in the Rishus, an Erev is not going to help. I mean, you can't make an Erev. We said option number one is out with a non-Jew. He can't give bread and take part in the Erev. V'ein bitul Rishus mo b'makam Akum. And bitul Rishus, an Akum can't be, remove himself, being mevatel his Rishus. Those two options don't exist. There's only one option, by an Akum. Ad Sheyaskir, you have to lease out his house or his apartment. That's the only option available. And Va'akum lo moger. Says the Gemara, an Akum is not going to rent it out to you, lease it out to you every Shabbos. Fine. So that is why, once they said you require this, so that's going to keep the Jews away because they're not going to want to, it's not going to work because Akum lo moger. Rashi earlier had explained this slightly differently. He said, because the Jew is not going to want to be matriach himself and pay every Shabbos. You know, it's a lot of money to give money to lease it out every Shabbos. So in the Rashi, in the about the fifth or sixth skinny line, Hitzrichu v'hifzidu chachamim liyisrael adori mo kidei sheyiksha be'enav litein tzchar b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Right, to pay every Shabbos is going to be a pain. So that's why he's not going to do it. It's interesting. From Rashi, it sounds like that if you do this schiris akum, you have to do it every week. You can't just put money there 1 week and say, okay, this is good for the next year. Because then it wouldn't be kasha, it wouldn't be difficult. So it sounds like that it's every week. And this is a discussion in the Rush. The Rush says, no, it can't be every week. Why don't you put your b'chal there, and even just like you put your challah there, it works for weeks. So you give money. So Gosa Shri thinks Rashi's right. To look in the, he goes to the Arzarua, the Zarachachachim and Anachri, b'chol Shabbos for Shabbos, v'lomasi l'meger pa'machas. That's how Rashi interprets the earlier part, but as we'll see, the Gemara seems to be going in a different direction. Because here, the Gemara says, Akum Lomoker. The Akum's not going to allow you. It's not like we're going to make it a hardship for the Jew. But the Akum isn't going to allow you to lease it from him every week. And the Gemara asks, why not? But the Akum's too. Not, what do you mean for the Akum? The Akum's getting the money.
I know, he might ask
too much money. So again, he might ask too much money, but Akum Lomoker. So that's how Rashi must be interpreting it. Akum Lomoker, because you're going to refuse. But the Pasha of Akum Lomoker, as we're going to see in the Gemara, is beside the Akum. He's going to have a problem. So my time. Why won't the Akum be maskir the Rishus? Right, we don't want that to be with
that.
Oh, so we don't want them to be massive. So the Gemara is there a couple of issues that are overlapping here. Shem l'yirm rami masov, because chashash v'chusam, it might not mean that they're going to murder you. It might just mean that it's a reflection of their character. That's how I understood it. It's chashash v'chusam, therefore these are the types of people that you're with, and therefore Chazal don't want you there. So some of Farshim ask, I think the Shabbos in Malach or somebody talks about this. Why did Chazal just make a gzera directly? Don't live with them. You know, you have to go backwards. You have to pay for the schirus and that. Just say this. Yeah. So that you have no choice. Yeah, Chazal, right? You don't make a losh, a gzera or a takana that Yef Shalamud bo. But again, that's an important hara. My time, so says the Gemara. Why wouldn't they want to take your money every week? So is it because they're worried that you're being machzik their rishus? Meaning, you're paying every week? It must be you're trying to get a foothold here. You're scaring me. You're trying to get a foothold. You're paying for me every week, so we don't want you to... So that's why he would be scared. So the Sezegomar, one second. Honey, that would work, that there's a real chash when you have... If you hold schiris beria. Beria literally means strong or healthy. But when you have a real schiris... we'll see what that means in a second. Elamand amr schiris ruah be yinamaik elamemer. But if you hold that schiris ruah, an inferior, low-level schiris would work, then obviously there's no chash that he's going to think that you're trying to get a foothold. De'itmar, what's the issue? What's this issue of rabri and ruah? De'in rav chiz amr schiris beria, rav chiz amr schiris ruah. Zbachlok is what you need. My ruah, my bria. What does that mean? Ilema bria bepruta. Ruah bepachas bishar bepruta. If bria means you give a pruta to the... to the Akum. And Ru'ua means Pachos Bishava Pruta. So there's a machlokas here whether you could give Pachos Bishava Pruta or not. Says the Gemara, would there be anybody who says that less than a Pruta wouldn't work? Everybody would agree that a Pachos Bishava Pruta would work. Why? Because as we see from other halachos, by non-Jews, Pachos Bishava Pruta has the halachic status of money. By Jews, so we know Shavapruta, right? By a wedding, Shavapruta is worth Shavapruta. But as we see, by non-Jews, Pachas B'Shavapruta has significance. V'hashalach Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yaakov Bar Giyuri Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan Havei Yodin Shesochem Min Ha'akim Afil B'Pachas B'Shavapruta. You should know that we lease out even less than a pruta. V'amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ben Noach Neherag Al Pachas B'Shavapruta V'lo Nitan Lihi Shavon. Got a huge sugya. We don't have time to get into it now. But we know the Shevet Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, As harasan zuhi misasan. Unlike by Yehudim, there are different psukim in the Torah. One has a warning, one has an azhara, and one has a onesh. When it comes to the Shevet Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, bisman, when we have a bezin, as harasan zuhi misasan. And it could be in certain ways, in certain times, that there would be a life sentence, even let's say on gezel. That's what Rashi here explains. But what's important for us? Ben Noach Nerag Al Pachas B'Shevet Pruta. When it comes to non-Jews, even Pachos B'Shevet Pruta has the status of gzela. Though by Jews, you're not allowed to steal even, there might be a Isser Chasi Shir, there's a big discussion, look at the beginning of the Rambam, Hilchas Geneva and Hilchas Gezela. The Mefarshim there, he only mentioned it in one place. But there's an Isser of Chasi Shir by Geneva and Gezela. There might be differences between Geneva and Gezela. Is a focus on the Maisa, is a focus on Hefs and Mammon. But either way, by Jews, it's not the full Isser by Pachas B'Shevapruta. But by non-Jews, Ben Noach Neherag, Pachas B'Shevapruta. Veloni Din Li Shavon, and he doesn't have to return it. And he's not in the world of Chiyav Hashava. But what do you see from there? That when it comes to the Umos Ha'olam, Pachas B'Shevapruta has the status of money. So therefore, everybody would agree that you could give Pachas B'Shevapruta to this non-Jew. So you can't say that's the definition of Bria and Ru'ua. Because everybody would agree that Pachas B'Shevapruta would be good enough. Let's continue first. El bria b'mohurki v'aburgani. Ru'ua b'lo mohurki v'aburgani. So what is bria and ru'ua? Bria means that you tell him, I'm bringing out all my stuff to this chatzar. I'm bringing out my rashis, my chairs, my stools, my benches. That's what bria means. That you really, you make it serious. Ru'ua, you're not so serious. You hire it out, but you don't really say that you're going to do much in there. So then, now we understand. So honey, chlandar shchir is bria. So I understand what we said originally, that the guy's going to be worried that we're trying to get a foothold in his property by paying every week. So I understand by bria, because then you're taking all your stuff out, and he can see you're trying to take over. Be'inon. Elamandar shchir is ru'ua, be'inam ma'ikel ameimar, but if it's shchir is ru'ua, if you don't do it, so what's the chash? The Gemara says, afilu hachi, there's a different reason. Chashish akum l'kshaf. Him below Mugar. This Akum sees that every Friday afternoon you come over to him and you want to hire it out, and then on Motzi Shabbos you give it back. What's going on here? You're doing something fishy. So he's going to be worried. He's not going to know what these strange Jews are doing. So that's why he's not going to do it. So either way, that is how Chazal figured out a way to keep the Jews away, and Shema Yom Mimasov would be effective. There's an important Tosfos here. The Tosfos Ben Noach. Tosfos points out that from Rashi you get the impression, and Rashi seems to say this, that the, when the Gemara says ben an akum is nerak and it's an iser of stealing, even pachad mishara pruta, it sounds like from Rashi that's even akum me akum. If an akum steals from an akum, right, it says in the third line of Tosfos, Vashem doch pirusho, that filu begazal me akum chaveiro lo machayev bahashava. Sounds like from Rashi that even akum me akum, there is no chiyav hashava, there is no mitzvah to return it, and that's what it sounds like from Rashi. And the Ritva and Tosfos here argue on that. Another Rishonim, most of our Rishonim argue on Rashi that the whole halacha of pachad bishara pruta is lo nitan lashava is only akum me Yisrael. Because what's the whole idea of pachad bishara pruta? Rashi alludes to it. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Yisrael is Michael. Don't worry about it. That's what there's no chiyav hashava. But akum e'akum, akumim are medaktik even on the pachad mishara pruta. So akum e'akum, there should be a chiyav hashava. Right? So that's why Tosfos and the Ritva argue on Rashi. And then they bring up an important issue, which is important for Gemara B'iyun Shir. What about the issue of kimle b'derabah mine? Maybe the issue of if you're chayiv, the Gemara Ksubas talks about it, if chayiv two onshin, let's say I shoot an arrow on Shabbos, and as it's going through the air, going from Shusha Yachav to Shusha Rabim, it rips somebody's clothing. Right? So that's so I'm chayiv Misa, if I did it on purpose, and I'm chayiv Mamon. So there's so in certain cases, right, there's certain limiters, might be exceptions, but in certain cases, I'm putter for the smaller punishment. For the kasef, because of chayav misa. So the question is, what about here? If the nachmi is going to be chayav misa, why does he have to pay for it? What's he doesn't get off the ground? So Tosfos has an important yesod, that kimle is only by Jews. Why is that? That's the inyan shir. That'll be a shir, hopefully, one night. When we said, the kimle of Dravine lo miftar, mishum de lo shayach gabi Yisrael. Right? De lo shayach gabi akum. So again, he works right, but this Tosfos is the important makar for that issue. That there's only kimle by Yisrael and not by akum. Why should that be? That's homework. Okay. So that is that's the issue of Ru'ua and Bria. We get back to the Gemara. Gufa, five lines for the bottom.
Is that a general or just a particular case?
Havi Yodin is for many halachos. Many halachos, Pachad Mishara Pruta has status, because as Rashi here quotes the Gemara, that lo machil, that they're in the status, they're not mochel even on that amount of money, and therefore it's considered kesef even for them. Gufa, Chatzir Shalavik Kochavim Hari Kadirsha Behema. This is the Tosefta that we quoted above. That a Chatzir Kochavim has the status of Dirsha Behema regarding Dira. And therefore, it's not considered, it's Lav Shema Dira. Umutu Lahakhruz Allahosi Minachaz Labadim and Abadim Lachatzir. And let's say, says the Tosefta, if there's just a bunch of Akumim, there are five non-Jews that live in a Chatzir, no Jews. So you are allowed to carry from the Akum's house to the Chatzir and vice versa. Because Me'ikara Din Dira is Akum Lav Shema Dira. There's no Xera there. It's all non-Jews there. So therefore, there's no issue to carry from the house of the chutzner for whatever reason. V'yeisham Yisrael echad, but it happens to be one Jew living there. Oser divrei Rabbi Meir, right? That's Rabbi Meir Shita from the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer the Olamim. Also, actually, Yishnei Yisrael Mosim Zelzas. We said earlier, only it has to be at least a minimum of two Jews living there. Omar Mar says the Gemara. We're going to work a little backwards now because we're going to get to the maskana. What we had, the Gemara is going to go back in time. What we did earlier on Amud Aleph, as you'll see. Amar Mar Chatzir Shal Akum, Haru Yukadir Shal Behema. Right, the Chatzir Akum is like Dir Shal Behema, is Lav Shma Dira. So we're going to ask this as a kasha now on Rabbi Meir for the Mishnah, even though we already answered it in Amud Aleph. We're going to get to the Maskan again in a few minutes. So V'anat Tanan Hador Ma'akum B'Chatzir Haru Yisa Osar Lav. What do you mean? The Mishnah says even one Akum is Osar. So we already said earlier. What do you mean? It's a Durabanan of Yomim Masav. So Gemara asks it again, I guess here because it quoted the entire Tosefta. So what do you mean? The Mishnah says that Diras Akum does not Osar. I'm sorry, it does Osar, and the Tosefta says it's Kedir Shabahemah does not Osar. So first, the Gemara suggests, Lokasha, Had the Isa Had the Less. It depends if the Akum is there or not. If he's there for Shabbos. If he's there for Shabbos, then he does Osar. And that's the case in the Mishnah, where the Tosefta says Kedir Shabahemah, that's if he's not there. Says the Gemara 1:7, Amaika Savar. What's the basis of this Svar? Ika Savar Dira below Bailab Shma Dira. Do you say, is it called a residence if the owner's not there? Mimanav Shach. If Dira below Bailab Shma Dira, if it's considered a residence, Afilu not, even if the owner is not there, Afilu Akam Nami Nitzar. Even an Akam should be usher to the dira of the Akam should aser. If it's dira zakam, dira below bailam shma dira. V'iksavar dira below bailam lo shma dira. And if you say dira, a dira, the physical residence without the owners there, is not called a dira. Afil Yisrael nami lo nitzar. That even if the Jew isn't there, it shouldn't be called a dira. So mimanav shach, what's going on here? Either shma dira, lo shma dira, dira below bailam. So the Gemara says, as we said earlier, lo olam no. There's a fundamental difference. Forget the Yerba Lobailim. There's another issue going on here. La'olam Sarvad Yerba Lobailim Loshma Dira. Really, if the owner is not there, it's not called halachically a residence. Me'ikar Hadin, no houses should aser if the owner went away for Shabbos. But, as Rashi here adds in, Me'ikar Hadin, Diras Yisrael Shma Dira, and Diras Akamov Shma Dira. So you have to know now, take those two things into account. Dira B'Lobailim is Loshma Dira, but Dira, if they are there, Me'ikar Adin, by Jews it is a Dira, by non-Jews it is not a Dira. So be Yisrael, by Jews, Dechi Isa Asar, when the Jew is there, it's Oser Me'ikar Adin, because it's Dira B'Lobailim and Dira Yisrael Loshma Dira, so then Ki Leisei Gazer Be'Rabanan. So then, when the Jew is not there, there goes there, because the other case, when the Jew is there, is Me'ikar Adin. But Akum Dechi Isa, but even when an Akum is there, it's Lav Shma Dira Me'ikar Adin, and what's the only reason that we're going to ask her? Gzeir Shema Yomam Mimaisav, so that Kiisa Asa, Kiisa Lo Asa. So it only makes sense to say Shema Yomam Mimaisav if he's there. And it's only Asa Vidra Abanan to begin with. So that's why if he's not there, we're not going to jump two steps to say, because Me'ikar Adin, Dira's Akum Moshma Dira, and Dira B'Lobaila Moshma Dira. So you're not going to double it up. You could buy a Jew, you could double it up, because it's Dira Yisrael Shma Dira, even though Dira B'Lobaila Moshma Dira. So you could be gozer by the Jews and not by the non-Jews. Period. Continues the Gemara, v'chi leisei lo asar. When the owner is not there, it doesn't asar. V'hatznad, but we had a Mishnah, later, this is a Mishnah later on in Peivav. We had this earlier, if you remember, at Daf Mem Zayin. Daf Mem Zayin, if you remember, we had a Membav Mabez, we had all these different rules and regulations, who to paskin like. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda, you paskin like this. And then at the bottom of the Gemara, Rav Misharshi had said, we don't hold like any of these principles. The Gemara brought 9 possibilities of where did Rav Misharshi get this from? And the Gemara finally said, you're right, he never said it. He just meant to say that Rav doesn't hold to these principles. But one of those cases that was brought there on Daf Mem Zayin was this case. If a person leaves his house and goes away for Shabbos, says, Jew or non-Jew, he asers. Remember the Gemara there quoted 3 different pshitas. Mechal between Jew and non-Jew, because the non-Jew's going to come back on Shabbos, not the Jew, or both Jews or both non-Jews. And all 3 sheetahs quoted there. But here at least just quotes the one that's relevant to us. According to Rabbi Meir, if somebody goes away for Shabbos, they do answer. So what do you mean, ki leisei, it's going to be mutter? You see, it's not going to be mutter, even by a nachri. So like Mara says, no, hasam dasi biyome. The case over there that's in the Mishnah that's going to be a problem is because he went to a place that's very close. So there's a real chashash that he's going to come back today. That's why it would be a problem. But otherwise, if you go far away, the Me'ikar Adin, Dira B'Lobailim, is Lo Shma Dira, and you wouldn't be gozer if he's not here, but only here you're worried that he's going to show up. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Yudah Meshavuel, Halacha Rav Lezer Ben Yaakov, the Halacha Rav Lezer Ben Yaakov, the second opinion in our Mishnah, that only if there are 2 Jews in the Chatzar. Rav Huna Amar, so Halacha Rav Lezer Ben Yaakov. So we had earlier 3 different Lashonos about Psak. We had Halacha and Morin and Nirin, if you remember that a couple weeks ago. Now we're going to have a similar 3 types of words. Halacha Rav Lezer Ben Yaakov. Rashi says Halacha means you give a shear about it. Halacha is like Rav Lezer Ben Yaakov. Say it out loud. Rav Huna Amar Minhag Rav Lezer Ben Yaakov. 1 level down, says Rashi. Don't say give it in a shear. Somebody asks you privately, you know, you can give them that psak. Again, sometimes there are certain areas of halacha that you don't give a shear on. But if somebody asks you privately, you'll give a psak. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Nahagu Ha'am Krav Lezer Ben Yaakov. And even more of a b'dieved lashon. You don't even give this as a private psak. But if people are doing it, you don't say boo. You don't stop them from doing what they're doing. Okay, so either way, 3 different levels of Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov. Amalei Abaye, period. So now the Gemara is about to start. Amalei Abaye, obviously the Gemara is going to be beautiful Gemara. The next tomorrow's blot, they have some Agadata, all about being Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo, which we're going to talk more about that sugya tomorrow, but we'll get into it based on this question. Amalei Abaye, Rav Yosef, Kaim Lemishas, Rav Elazar Ben Yaakov, Kavanachi. We know that Chazal say that whenever Elazar Ben Yaakov says something, it's Kav Vinachi. Kav is a small measurement. It means his words are measured, he doesn't say so much, but when he says it, it's Nachi. It's clean, it's beautiful, and it's always unbelievable. Right, that's what Rashi says. Kav v'naki. Rashi says, where's the Rashi? Kav v'naki. In the second wide line of Rashi. Klomar, bimkomos mu'atin, muskar b'nei mishnah, avol nakihu, dalacha kamosu b'chal makom. Right, it's small, but it's clear. So that's what we say. We say, Rashi says, Rashi says, Rashi says, we have Rabbi Yudah, Rashi says, Rashi says, Rashi says, malarui b'makom rabo. The question is, if somebody asks you this shiloh, are you allowed to paskin it b'makom rabo? If everybody knows Halacha Rav Lezer Ben Yaakov Kavanaki, everybody knows this rule. So it's an obvious rule. So is that considered Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo? is that an isser of paskening in front of your Rebbe? That's the question of the Gemara. And that's how, based on this Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, that's how we get into this whole discussion. Omer le, afilu biyasa b'kutcha bo minemir Rav Chisda, kosher nidir Rav Huna v'lo ori. Even literally an egg in milk, they asked from Rav Chisda all the years of Rav Huna, and he wouldn't answer, because of Moral Lachim b'fnei Rabo. And the simple reading of the Gemara is that this is some easy shiloh. An egg in milk. Now, who says you can't eat an egg in milk, right? Egg is inflationic, egg is milkic. Right? That's how Rashi interprets the Gemara. It's an egg and milk. You can have a scrambled egg with milk. Right? So that's why, even that type of shiloh, he wouldn't answer, which seems to say that even a Dover Pashut, shouldn't be answered. But that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow, different drachim in the Mefarshim of why should this be. You know, what if something's obvious, is that Mor Halacha B'fnei Rabo? What's the Svara for Mor Halacha B'fnei Rabo? Is it purely, what's the Pashas, the way to understand it? It's chutzpah. It's chutzpah. It's not covetic. Your Rebbe's Mor Halacha B'fnei Rabo? You know, it's, you know what, so, who are you? So, if it's chutzpah, what, so somebody asked me, are you allowed to steal? Am I allowed to say no? Somebody asked me, are you allowed to murder? Am I allowed to say no? Right, that's chutzpah to my Rebbe? So maybe there's something deeper here, as we're going to talk about. But anyway, he says, even an egg, v'lo ori, he wouldn't answer. Also, it sounds like, what does the Gemara say? All the years of Rav Huna, what does that sound like? Even though he wasn't there. It doesn't say, b'fnei Rav Huna. Hoshani de Rav Huna, v'lo ori. Is that because they were in the same base medrash? Yeah. So we have the Gemara that he wouldn't go in, right, the Maritz Chayes pointed that out, that he wouldn't go in to ask the Shaila until he died, because the Maritz Chayes quoted other Gemaras which pointed that out. What does it mean, Bifnei Rabo? So we'll talk about a little bit more. The Gemara there tomorrow has some distances, how many parsaos within the same city? What if it's a kavua or a krai? We'll get into the Rambam tomorrow. But a couple of other points here. So even Bi'ata B'kutcha, Rashi here says, they asked Rav Chisda, imut r'maser, l'nasoso hayim eskavid, im yorav bakam rabo. They knew the answer. So what were they asking him about egg and milk? Everybody knows it, so we just ask him to see, they'll give him an isayin if he was going to do it. But Tosva says, three important Tosvasim. Tosva's mahu. Mahu l'ori b'makam rabo, the Re says that the only time there's an issue of moral halacha b'fnei rabo is if they're answering halacha l'maisa. If they're just asking a shiloh in the base medrash, who do we paskin like? That's not more halacha b'fnei rabo. It's only hurrah for a psak for a lamaisa case. That's what there's a more halacha b'fnei rabo, which may be a little different than Rashi, because according to Rashi, they were just being lanasosa, unless he didn't know that they were just being lanasosa. But that's Tosa. So then there's an important, the Shulchan Aruch quoting some of the Rishonim related to our sugya. Wrong Shulchan Aruch? Where are we here? The next Tosa. Says the Shulchan Aruch at Hilchas Kvod Rabo, Reish Mem Beis, says the Shulchan Aruch, Lo mikri hora, which is Shulchan Aruch seems to be against our Gemara. Lo mikri hora ela bedaver sheish bo chidush l'shoel. Aval hora yedua shehi pshuta lakol kagon. Right. So if you would have asked us, you would have said treif. You would have said. So Shulchan Aruch says things that maybe we would have said, but it's according to Shulchan Aruch, it's pashut. Kagon no sein tam lefgam. Right. If something gives a bad taste. Oh, levatel iser b'shishim v'chayosim be'elu. Right. These Davar Pasha, things are batal in 60 times it, mutter. So that's mutter, that's not considered more halacha b'fnei rabo. Ask the Hagos Drisha, according to the Shachir, what about our Gemara? Our Gemara says even Dvarim Pshutim, you're not allowed to paskin. So what's going on here? Ask the Hagos Drisha. The Hagos Drisha suggests, maybe the difference is b'fanav et shalo b'fanav. Maybe the Gemara here, he was b'fanav, that's why he was a problem. It's not here, this is b'shani d'rav Huna. Right, b'shani d'rav Huna. Right, so it's not clear, so maybe b'fanav shalo b'fanav. The Shach himself quotes that, he doesn't like that answer. The Shach says, no, maybe the difference is that really in our Gemara, it's usur because it wasn't really mefurish. This b'yata b'kutcha chetz, we'll talk about it in a second. It was really an application of something that's pashut. There's another pashut, but you're still being medama milsa la milsa. And any step removed from what is mefurish, so then that's going to be mar alach b'fnei rabo. That's what the Gemara was talking about. Da'ak Megillas Tainus was mentioned in a second, Mayish Shabbat damas milsa la milsa, b'davar hakasuf. But where does it say that it's mutter? What does the Shulchan Aruch mean? That means where it's totally davar pashut. Let's just do three more lines, and then I'll talk about the other tosis. Amalei Rav Yaakov bar Abba la'abai, kagon Megillas Tainus, t'ksivu manchama l'ruba asre d'rabe. What about Megillas Tainus? Megillas Tainus was a text, a document that they had, Bizman HaGemara, Bizman HaMishnah even, before the Gemara, which had a list of days which were Yomim Tovim for Bnei Yisrael. That you weren't allowed to fast on these days, you weren't allowed to give a spadim on these days, maybe before and after also, but that was the rule. So what if somebody asks, you know, are you allowed to fast on this day? You know, so that's written. So is that also considered a psak? So Malari Basir the Rabbi Amalei Hachemer of Yosef appeal to Bakudka by Bnei Riches Lakosh Nei Rafuda Vlo Ori. Even though he does so pashut, you're not allowed to paskin. So that's the question of that goes Rish on the Shulchan Aruch. This is a davar pashut. So the davar pashut, why should it be usher? So that was the answer. That goes Rish gave one answer, but Rav Shlomo Funav and the Shach gave the other answer about no, really it was an application of what it said and not a davar pashut. Oh, what's Biyata Bakudka? This egg and milk. So Rashi says, literally egg and milk. Ask Tosfos, there's no Havamina that's called a psak. That's not a psak. If somebody asks, is a piece of steak fleishig? That's not called a psak. So what do you mean an egg? An egg, everybody knows. So says Tosfos, it can't be. So we're going to talk about what's Rashi's svara. We'll get to that bezrim tomorrow. What's an answer for Rashi? But Tosfos says, according to Aruch, and Tosfos afil bi'ed b'kudcha, Tosfos says it's in a few places, Iksubas daf samach, and he says it's also other places in Mefarsh, but Aruch t'lav b'stam beitzim ayri. That's not a shiloh. The osan ain't sirichan after dein lacha ama aretz shelo yada shumuteres b'chalav. Every person on the street knows that. Ella, no. What's the issue? Kisha shochet as a tanagolus. It wasn't based on geburus. Let's say you shech the chicken, and you find whole eggs inside the chicken that weren't laid yet. So then it's already a little tricky because the chicken's fleishik, right? The chicken's fleishik, and the egg is inside the chicken, and it wasn't taken out before the shechita. So is that egg fleishik or parav? So that's the shiloh. So that's not so pashut. Then the question is on them. The pendulum swings the other way. So why is that such a davar pashut? It's a biyata b'kudcha. It says in the Gemara. By the way, that's the shiloh here. Shemuter lachol b'chalav says Tosfos. No, that's what's called parah. But again, it's not such a davar pashut. But the only havamina is that case. So that's mutar lachol b'chalav, those eggs. But then ask Tosfos v'im tomar. Why? So it's such a question. Why is that mutalach lebechalav? My shlemi beitzas nevela da asrina nafil kamogunim keres bashuk. We know beitzas nevela is usher. Is usher is considered? Is not considered mutter. So the Baal Halachas Gedolo says no difference between daraisa derabanan. So that's his the answer. The difference is gabi isu nevela daraisa echmiru. Nevela is daraisa. So you're more machmir by those eggs. But bechalav is only basar. Oof bechalav is only derabanan. Meat is deraisa, but chicken and milk is only drabanan. But then Tosfos says there are many tanaim that hold basar ofa chalav is also deraisa. So how do you answer according to those tanaim? So then Tosfos says in a very important yisod, the last three lines of Tosfos. Well, appears should be no tamasi shapir. Shapirish debates us, it's not deraisa drabanan. But it's about the nature of the isser of basar b'chalav versus shari suri. Techmir, we should do the veil of davar ha'asarhu. Avo basar b'chalav lo hechmir de chol chad v'chad bapin afshi shari. Nevela is inherently usser. Right? When it's usser. Basar b'chalav is a created isser. Each ingredient is mutter. You put them together. Boom! It's usser. So, that's more lakula. And again, you find it in various places in halacha that basar b'chalav is different. Sometimes it's a chumra, sometimes it's a kula. I'll just give you one example of each, what we have time for. The beginning of Simin is in Yoredei Achil Gal. That's where Basar B'chalav Taros. Stewie, maybe you'll pick up with me after the shir. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tzadik Hei. Beginning of Simin Tzadik Hei happens all the time. You have something that was cooked in a fleishik pot and you want to put cheese on it. What's the halacha? So if you're a Svardi, and the Svardim here, no, you're more lakula. I'm never given this psak. Let's say you have fish that was cooked in a fleishik pot. Rechutz yafe, it was washed out, so meaning there's no meat stuck on it. She'ain shum shuman duavik bo mutter lachlan dekutach. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, you can put cheese on it. You have noodles cooked in a fleishik pot, put cheese on it. Have a good supper. Mishum why? Davi no saint tam by no saint tam lahatera. This is called not bar not lahatera. No saint tam. The meat put its taste into the pot. The pot put its taste into the fish. So far, you haven't done anything wrong. Right, so you have fleishik. Okay, we're not getting to the sakana issues of meat and fish. That's not halacha. That's sakana. So far it's called no saint tam bar no saint tam lahetera. Right, they went into the pot, then went into the fish. Now you're saying, is it going to go into the cheese? Right, so that's mutter. No saint tam bar no saint tam lahetera. That's mutter. What if you cooked in a treif pot? That's no saint tam bar no saint tam leisura. Right now, this iser. That's usser. But this is lahetera. So what the Taz says, you know why? Because this isn't like the vela. This is basar b'chalav, and it's more mutter. So here you see, like Tosfos here says, an example of basar b'chalav being more lakula. Right, by the way, there are Ramah paskins that are minagas to be machmir, lachadchila. That's why if you cook it in a fleishik pot, that's why you're not supposed to put cheese in it. If you put the cheese in it, you're allowed to eat it. Right, but lachadchila, we're machmir, no zema no samlatera, you're machmir for that. But that is one example of lakula. But then you have the other side, sometimes it comes out lachumra. In the sugi, that's called chanan. What's chanan? Chaticha naasis nevela. Let's say the case in Simon Sadek Beis Sivdalin. Again, a huge sugi in Maseches Chulin. Lo amru chaticha asman asa nevela ela babasur b'cholam. This is known as the Machlokas Rabbeinu Ephraim and Shaar Rishonim. Shulchan Aruch passes like Rabbeinu Ephraim. Who's that? Quoted in Tosus. Rabbeinu Ephraim says that lo amru chaticha asman asa nevela ela babasur b'cholam. The principle of a chaticha becoming a nevela. In other words, let's say you have a mutter piece of meat. Mutter piece of meat. And it becomes usher because you spill some milk on it. Right, so now you have this meat that's basa b'chalav. That meat now falls into something else. What do you have to be mevatel? You have to have shishim, let's say, 60 times to the meat or to the drop of milk. Right, now the meat is all treif, but what made it treif? Only the milk made it treif. So, what? How much? That's case A. Or what happens if you have a kosher piece of meat and a splotch of treif fat fell on it? So how much do you have to be mevatel now that that meat falls in? So you know what? There's a difference, says Rabbeinu Ephraim, between basa b'chalav and other isurim. When it comes to basa b'chalav, the milk fell on it, and this now made it treif, so the whole thing has the status of isur. So it's more the chumra. You have to be mevatel the entire meat. That's chaticha nasis nevela. The whole chaticha becomes a nevela, and the whole thing is usur. So by basa b'chalav, you have to be machmir the whole meat. By shaar isurim, that it's mutter. Only the little treif that fell on it. You have to have 60 times that little drop, but not going to the whole meat. So Shulchan Aruch passes like Rabbeinu Ephraim. It's only Machar Basa B'chalav and not by Shaar Yisurim. The Ramah again passes like Rov Rishonim that says even by Shaar Yisurim. But this is an example of the other direction. Again, Basa B'chalav is different than Shaar Yisurim because again it's a created Isser. It's not an inherent Isser from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why sometimes it'll be Lechum or sometimes it'll be the Kula. The Tosafos here quotes it as a Kula. Okay, Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow we continue with the Sugya and hopefully we'll get back to the Rashi of why Mor Halacha Bifnei Rabba. Okay, today's Zecher Nishmas, Yosef and Yisach Nechemya. Yosef and Yisach Nechemya.
Thank you for listening to Rabbi Shalom Rosner's Daf Yomi Shir, given daily at Congregation Beis Ephraim Yitzchak. If you have any questions or comments about the Daf Yomi program, or if you'd like to become a sponsor, please visit our website at cbey.org, or contact us directly at mmaltz@gmail.com. Weekly sponsorship opportunities are available, and are a wonderful schus for Refuah Shleima or Zecher Nishmas.